chapter 18. The Kohanim, the Levim, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of Yahweh made by fire and his inheritance. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. Yahweh is their inheritance, as he has said to them. And this shall be the Kohanim due from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep, and they shall give to the Kohen the thigh and the two cheeks and the stomach, the Bikurim, first fruit also of your wheat, of your wine, and of your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep shall you give him. For Yahweh your power has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to minister in the name of Yahweh, him and his sons forever. And if a Levite come from any of your gates out of all Israel, where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind to the place which Yahweh shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of Yahweh his Elohim, as all his brethren the Levim do, which stand there before Yahweh. They shall have like portions to eat, beside that which comes from the sale of his family's inheritance. When you have come into the land which Yahweh power gives you, you shall not learn to do the ritual defilement of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that sacrifices his son or his daughter in the fire, or that predicts horoscopes, or a medium calling up ruachot, spirits, or an omen reader, or a sorcerer, or a magician casting spells, or a medium with familiar ruachot, spirits, or a conjurer, or one speaking to the ruachot, spirits of the dead. For all that these things are ritual defilement practices to Yahweh, and because of these ritual defilement practices, Yahweh your power will drive them out from before you. You shall be blameless before Yahweh your power. For these nations which you shall possess listen to astrologers and to omen readers, but as for you, Yahweh your power has not permitted you to do this. Yahweh your power will raise up for you a prophet from among you, your brethren like me. You shall listen to him, according to all that you desired of Yahweh your power in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh my power, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And Yahweh said to me, they have spoken well, that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will personally require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other powers, even that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which Yahweh has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of Yahweh, if the thing follows not, nor comes to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh has not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him.